Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
doing your shopping, jumping on a trolley, and doing some trolley zoomies.
Absolutely, you can, mate.
Whoa, was that guy zooming?
Yep, he's definitely zooming. Imagine how fast you could do your shopping.
Trolley zooming.
That was him doing zoomies. I think it was that.
You do those sound effects quite well.
I think as time has gone on with Nathan and I doing the radio, I think I just get a little bored over here sometimes and I...
You want to create your own sound effect?
I think I've got better at the sound effects.
I think you have too.
That's fine. That's very good.
What do you... I mean, we're going to chat about adults doing trolley zoomies. No spoilers, but two members of the team love it. One member doesn't.
Three guesses who. All bets are in.
Final bets! Final bets! What sound effects do you guys want me to do?
So you do the whistle quite well, obviously.
Oh, R2-D2.
Oh.
Maccas.
I don't know. There's only so many famous whistles that come to mind. I do the bat.
It's quite a famous whistle. Birds.
I mean, I can do more than whistle. What else would you like to hear? Give me a challenge.
I would like to hear you...
You do your rooster really well.
Yes.
That's very good.
You do zooming past the microphone, but we heard that already,
We've
obviously.
Heard zoomies, yep.
What was that? Bubble popping. Oh, wow. I'd like to hear like a spray bottle.
Shh, shh,
shh, shh. All right.
Should we bring back that game we once had?
What's that noise?
What's that noise? I thought it was a great game.
It was, but it was...
It got old, really.
It got old. If you feel like you can't play it too much.
And I love you, but every time we do something on this show and it goes kind of okay, you're like, benchmark.
Yep.
Yep.
Benchmark is a radio term for something you do regularly.
Yeah, yes. All the time.
Mm.
And you can't have too many, otherwise everything's a benchmark. And then nothing's a benchmark.
Imagine if everything was a benchmark.
Yeah, no,
so many benchmarks.
No. No, it's...
Enjoy the podcast.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Nate, the Aboriginal flag will permanently replace the state flag of New South Wales on the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I love this. This is great.
This is the government abandons plans to install an expensive new flagpole.
That's right. I saw this flagpole was allegedly supposed to be like $50,000 or something, wasn't it? Or
just higher.
Oh, yeah, this is fun. $60,000.
Higher.
More than that?
Mm.
$70,000.
Higher.
$80,000.
Higher.
$100,000.
Higher.
$150,000.
Higher.
$200,000.
Higher.
$900,000.
Higher.
Higher than
$900,000. Yeah. Everyone outside's pointing upwards. Keep going.
$5 million.
Higher.
Whoa, Jesus.
Keep going.
$20 million.
Getting better now, but higher.
$50 million.
25. Should have stopped it.
Oh, I was not that impressive. I was trying so hard not to do that.
No, but
thing.
It was well over what you were.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
I think you started with a $5,000
$25 mil.
Yeah,
for
if,
a
you
flagpole.
If you missed it, the $25 million cost of an additional flagpole installation was revealed by Dominic Perrottet. I always get it wrong.
Yeah, well, you know what I say in producer Scratch. Doesn't let me say it. No, I always say Perrottet. You can't say that.
No, but I get it
wrong. What is it? It's not Perrottet. It's not Perrottet. What is it?
Perrottet.
It's a silent T.
Perrottet.
It's French.
Perrottet.
The Premier, Dominic P, on Sunday confirmed the change, labelling it a practical and pragmatic solution, which makes sense, unlike when he said, let's spend $25 million on a pole. That funding will instead be reallocated to Close the Gap initiatives, which we love. The Aboriginal flag has been flying over the Sydney Harbour Bridge the past week for NAIDOC Week.
Yeah.
Keep it up there. I mean, I'm sure most people don't even know what the New South Wales flag looks like.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know what it looks like. Is it a Waratah? Do you know what it looks like?
Like Michael Hooper's hanging onto a flagpole.
Bernard right Foley. But we haven't seen Foley in ages. Where is he? Just hanging off the flagpole.
I can show you. This is what it looks like. So it looks kind of like the Australian flag, but there's just a little emblem there instead of the
It's kind of the same thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Boring.
And the Aboriginal flag is one of the best flags in the world.
I love it.
The Victorian government also recently made a decision to permanently fly the Aboriginal flag on Melbourne's Westgate Bridge. So, more people doing it. Why not?
Oh, this is Victoria. Dan Andrews didn't spend $125 million.
Higher.
It's good. I think it's a great decision. I think it's going to look fantastic on the Sydney skyline as well.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, I want to ask now, 13 10 60, Australia, do you want to go to Europe? I feel like everyone else is there. So why not join them, but via radio?
Yeah, of course. We don't have the budget.
Plenty of menu log vouchers and food. And
well, I've got iconic menu log, mermaid hair. We're flush, mate. We just don't have any Europe
Emily
trip.
Sunday CDs.
That's not even a joke. We gave away Emily Sunday CDs once when we first started.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, Nath, you'd probably agree most of Australia is, or a lot of people we know are currently holidaying in Europe.
Too much. The borders are clearly open, aren't they? Everybody is there.
Well, I've got some stats to back it up.
Okay.
So international travellers from Australia have gone up 83% of pre-pandemic levels this year.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is according to a report by the International Air Transport Association. So this is not when we were travelling COVID, because that was nothing. This is pre-COVID when we were travelling. Yep. It's up 83% on that.
So back when it was normal, which has gone more than that. Well, that's the thing. COVID has done this because people are like, I've been locked down, can't go anywhere for so long, and now I'm like, bang, I want to go. Get me on a plane.
Why not stay here and see your own country?
Because Australia is the best country in the world.
Have you seen all of it?
And Australians are the best people in the world.
You've been to Tasmania? Do it.
Beautiful.
It's the off-season.
Yeah. Oh, do yourself a favour.
Have you seen all of WA? Because it's big.
Are we still getting paid by Tourism Tas?
I don't know.
Oh, well, we love every state then.
Hopefully Australia start paying us. Now, while this may be good news for airlines and European tourism, the increase in travellers has also made widespread chaos at airports here and overseas.
Yeah.
Melbourne Airport had 99,000 people go through it in one day last week.
One day. Not, Jesus.
99,000 in 24 hours.
That's the G and some in one day.
It's pretty much full capacity of the G, 100,000.
Yeah. Wow. That's
through
huge.
The airport in one day.
Far out.
So, yeah, what do I want to do? 13 10 60. Give us a call if you want to go to Europe. Now, as Nate said, we don't have the budget here on the Jimmy and Nath Show, but we do have the power of sound effects.
Yep.
And Nathan and I's incredible acting ability.
100%.
So, say someone calls up and they say, I want to go to Italy.
Well, it's your lucky day, Jim. Here we are in... We haven't landed yet.
We're from Italy, though. They're landing.
Yeah, of course. Rome.
Welcome! Hey, it's your pals, Jimoko and Nathanael.
I was about to say Jimoko. Buongiorno! Buongiorno!
Buongiorno French as well?
No, I think bonjour, but buongiorno is French.
We can still just talk like this.
Noble words, but we'll say it like this. Welcome to Italy! Can I get you a pizza?
Basta!
Garlic bread!
Diet Coke!
Snag on the barbie.
Tonight you're having half ham and pineapple, half these lovers.
So give us a call, 13 10 60. Tell us about where you want to go in the world, and Nathan and I will use our incredible acting abilities as showcased there.
No, guys, we're sending you to Europe.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Europe, 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. Of course, it'll be Europe through the radio, but if you want to go to Europe, that's the crux of it.
If you want to go to Europe
through the radio, 13 10 60. We are sending people to Europe. Jump on the phones right now. 13 10 60. And like a trip to Europe to Rome isn't enough, we've also got menu log vouchers to give away. Of course, if you want a $50 menu log voucher and you want to go to Europe,
Someone say menu log?
We're allowed to say that normal. All right, 13 10 60. Give us a call. You go to Europe next. Through to Rodeo. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We've just asked a question. 13 10 60. Do you want to go to Europe?
Through the radio.
seems like everyone's over in Europe at the moment. A lot of people are missing out. Here at the Jimmy Nath Show, we pride ourselves in our ability to make sure no one misses out.
Yeah.
And in this case, Nathan, I'll be using our excellent acting skills.
Absolutely.
Along with some sound effects and the good people, Nath, we're about to chat to. They'll have no idea that they're not wherever they are.
100%.
And they've been transported to Europe.
We've got to get them to close their eyes, and they 100% they will feel like that we've scratched that itch for them. They will know that they're in Europe. All right, let's go to Renee from Hobart. Hi, Renee. How are you?
Oi, oi, boys.
Oi, oi, Renee. Thank you for using the official greeting of the Jimmy Nath Show that not many people know. So hopefully this has started something. Renee, would you like to go to Europe?
Absolutely.
Okay. Where would you like to go, Renee?
Sweden.
Okay. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to close your eyes, Renee. Can you do that?
Absolutely, yes.
Picture you're on a plane. You're on a plane with Jimmy Nath. And you've just touched down in beautiful Sweden.
Hello,
Millionaire. Welcome. Welcome to Sweden.
Hello.
Oh, you don't have to do the accent. But that's nice that you want to.
Wait, what do you want to see in Sweden, Renee?
ABBA.
Oh, oh,
well, they're playing behind us.
We can arrange that. Here they are. Here for you.
Ooh,
welcome.
Waterloo.
How are you? Waterloo. How was that, Renee? Felt like you were there?
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right there.
One from one. Well, welcome back to Australia, mate. Hope you had a good trip.
No need to go.
I know it was a quick up and down. All right, Benny from Melbourne. Hi, Ben.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
Oh, well, you know, mate, just a bit of radio. What about you?
Making dreams come true.
Oh, you know, I just pulled over the side of the road to talk to you fellas. So
good
hit
on
me
you,
with
Ben.
Your best impression.
All right, well, Ben, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go in Europe?
I'd love to go back home. Send me to London.
Send me to London. All right, Ben, I need you to close your eyes. Can you do that for me?
I'm already closed, mate.
All right, here you go. Aboard British Airways. And you've touched down in London Airport.
Ah, my good friend Benjamin! I haven't seen you in years!
Welcome back, Ben! How are you?
Oh, it's been years! How are you, Cap?
Again, Ben, you don't have to do the accent, but that's... Oh, I've gone back to Sweden. You've got on the wrong plane!
What do you want to do while you're in London, Ben? What can we show you?
I would like to see the Big Ben. I would like to see a bigger version of myself.
That's a great idea!
We'll go over the London Bridge. We'll go past Westminster Abbey.
You'll see, oh well, is that Carrie and Tommy over there?
And look at that, Ed Sheeran.
He's just walking around with the Queen and her corgis. I hope you have a great time, but it's now time to get back on the plane, Ben.
No!
And off he went. All right, let's do one more. Angelina from Melbourne. Hi, Angelina.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good, Angelina. Where would you like to go?
I'd love to go to Greece.
You'd love it. You've been to Greece before?
No, I haven't, but all my family's from there.
Oh, okay. So you're Greek?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this might be hard for us then. Okay, all right.
Do it.
Angelina, I need you to close your eyes, okay?
Yeah.
And you're on Greek Airways. Yasu, Angelina! Welcome to Athens Airport, Agapimu!
Hi.
I believe that means hello. Can I interest you in a...
Smash in a plate!
No, plate smash!
Oppa!
I don't have that sound effect. Can I interest you in a Euros?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, it was on a plate, but he just smashed it.
We'll have some of that drink that they drink in Greece.
Yes, it's ouzo.
Ouzo.
What do you think, Angelina?
Pardon?
Yes. I said, what do you think, Angelina?
I'd love a shot of ouzo.
Oh, Afghanistan!
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
The first pictures of Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan reunited on the Neighbours set have been released. Here is some that I have printed for your viewing pleasure.
Oh, nice.
So Kylie and Jason Donovan have reprised their roles as Charlene and Scott Robinson for the show's final episode, which is airing soon on the 28th of
Grace
July,
just looked
2022.
On her watch.
I was like, is that next week? No, it's 2 weeks from now.
Okay. You watched like it was like, tonight?
Yeah. That's what I thought. I was like, is it on now? Weird timing. Yeah,
well, Neighbours, no one was watching it.
Yeah.
They bumped it to 10 p.m.
It's after reruns of Cops, and then they'll put Neighbours on. Yeah.
So the pictures were shared on Kylie's Twitter and Instagram with the caption, "Now we're back together," which references a lyric from their 1988 hit duet, Especially For You. Now we're back
together. Wow. Did they ever have an actual relationship?
I have no idea.
Mm.
I should know as a big Kylie Minogue fan, but...
That's all right.
I unfortunately didn't really watch Neighbours, so missed the boat on that celebrity story, if there was one.
Oh, it looks like there's a bit of chemistry.
They all hook up, don't they, on
well,
these shows?
Well, that's the thing. You think long hours.
You're
filming.
Kissing them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in the trailer, probably sharing
a
trailer.
On like set for, what, 3-6 months?
100%,
away from your family and your friends.
You just need a little bit of love. You know? Mm. Like when
you get, you know, your, what's it, method acting?
So oh, yeah, when you stay in character the whole time.
What a great excuse, isn't it? I was method acting, babe.
I was Jason Donovan.
Method acting.
What's his name?
Scott Robinson.
I was Scott Robinson.
Oh, Scotty. Oh, Scott,
method acting. I mean,
Charlene.
Charlene. Jimmy, you work in radio. What are you?
I had a few drinks. I don't know.
One thing led to another. I don't know. Method acting. Okay. That's nice. That's cute.
It is nice.
The photos are really cute. They're obviously very
nostalgic. A lot of people are talking about this online. They're very excited.
Very
about
close
it.
Friends.
Well, not on my timelines, but
it's blowing up on social.
I haven't seen it either.
It's
oh, mate, it's front page of all the papers.
New idea I've run with that.
Yeah. Kylie with new partner.
Oh, yes.
Mystery man. No, it's Jason Donald.
Actually, that's nice. It's a good way to wrap it up. Get all the old, you know, members back.
Bring all your faves back in.
Yeah. Well said. Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Shepherd. These guys. You know these guys. From Shepherd. Grace, you know Shepherd.
Oh, these guys.
These guys from Shepherd. Well, they have posted a video to their Instagram comparing the separate grocery store trolley escalators they have in the US versus the ones we have here in Australia. The ones we have here in Australia, they're just normal escalators, of course. But the wheels of the trolley, they lock
go in. Go around and...
As the famous song goes. The wheels of the trolley lock in here in Australia. But over in the US, and Jim, I don't know if you saw this because I know you lived over there for a period of time. Over in the US, they have a separate trolley escalator that allows people to plug in, put in their trolley and it goes up in the middle while the other people just ride the escalator normally.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's how it works in the US in some grocery stores there.
I've never seen that.
Okay, maybe it's a new development. I haven't been over there in a few years.
Yeah, when was the last time I went to the US?
Mm.
Probably 2016, 2018.
I was there in 2019.
Did you see it?
You didn't see that?
But to be fair,
you were in New York City.
I was in New York City.
Notoriously really behind.
Really behind the eight ball. Oh, slow old New York.
Oh, boring.
Yawn, York.
New York, New Yawn.
So, yeah, so how it works is...
I feel
is,
like these are new.
Yeah, they must be new. So, essentially, you put the trolley in the middle and there's a separate trolley escalator that takes it up while people just remain on the normal one so you don't get in the way.
I've got a couple of issues with this.
Go ahead, mate. It's your show.
What speed is the trolley going up at? Because, like, I like to walk quite fast on an escalator, so I just don't know that I would match it.
You're so right if it's going too slow. But here's the thing. In Australia, our trolleys lock in, so you can't go anywhere.
So that's the reason why you have to stay, and you're not mad about it because you're locked in.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere anyway. Yeah you're so right.
Yeah, a lot of their escalators are the like, staircase ones.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas ours are, like, you know, the flat ones.
Yes.
So you actually can't put a trolley on a
no, you're so right.
Step one.
It'd be very difficult to do so.
I mean, you could. You could actually put a trolley wherever you want.
There's a challenge.
I've seen most of them in the bottom of rivers, rivulets.
Yeah, sidewalks.
Stop doing that, guys, by the way.
It's annoying.
It's littering. It's illegal, too.
It is. Here's the thing. Look, I don't really care about the trolleys and the escalators. What I do care...
Shepherd, you want Grace's thoughts? What do you like, Shepherd?
Thoughts on Shepherd. You know Shepherd.
No, don't get shy now.
Shepherd, these guys. Geronimo. You love that song?
I've heard it.
Well, it's okay. You don't have to love everything.
I want to give a shout out to Amy Shepherd, who's just recently dropped a song with the Wolf Brothers.
I love that.
And it's doing well on the country charts.
Of course. See? How good? Strength to strength. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I want to talk about. I don't really want to talk about the escalators and trolleys. What I want to talk about is trolley zoomies. Now, if you don't know what a trolley zoomie is, let me explain it to you. It's when you're running down an aisle with the trolley and you take your feet and you put them on the end of the trolley and you ride the trolley down the aisle. That is a trolley zoomie. Jim, we were talking about this off air before. You and I, as adults, we're still loving doing the occasional trolley zoomie.
Yeah, my partner Ash hates it. Really, she's like, please stop. We're in a, I nearly hit a child the other day.
It's dangerous. That's why you shouldn't do it.
No, that's all that the brakes on, isn't it? Getting off at the right time.
Yeah, and then the parents are looking at me, and then Ash is apologising for me, a 32-year-old man.
Doing trolley zoomies.
And she's like, I'm so sorry. He's like that. He just gets on these trolleys. But I will say this, Nath. I'm interested how you do the trolley zoomie, because what I struggle with is if the trolley is empty, because what you do is you push it so it's going fast, you jump on the back. Now, I'm lighter than you.
I've probably got 30, 40 kilos.
But I flip sometimes if there's nothing in the trolley.
100%.
So how do you manage this?
So two ways to manage it. So if you worry about the trolley zoomie flipping, you know, you put all your groceries at the front.
But so you can't do an empty trolley zoomie.
No, I can, okay. But it's all about weight dispersion, isn't it? So if you put
dispersion's
your feet...
Dispersion's not the word I think you're looking for.
It's no. Not, no, whatever it is. But we're also talking trolley zoomies. I think that's made up. If you put your feet as close to the wheels as possible without being on the ground and you keep your weight forward, then it should...
Yeah, you got to lean.
It should stay.
You got to lean.
So I don't... Yeah, you got to lean forward. That's for a proper adult trolley
Maybe
zoomie.
Maybe tomorrow...
Can we show you?
During the day sometime we do some trolley zoomies.
Yeah.
Grace can film us.
Yeah, we'll go to Coles. Yep. Absolutely. And we'll...
What?
I'm not a fan of trolley zoomies.
Why?
Of course you're not.
Because it's irresponsible and it's annoying.
We're back in Yawn York, aren't we?
No wonder you went to New York. So boring.
Here's what I want to do.
131060. Do you hate fun?
Oh, Grace is called. 132.
I'm just trying to do my shopping and these boys are zooming past me. That's you. You are 80.
I know. And I'm okay with it.
Stop ruining the trolley zoomies. They're good fun. They are good fun for kids and they're good fun for adults.
I didn't hit the kid. I nearly hit the kid. There's a difference.
Completely different thing. Yeah. 131060 Australia. This is your opportunity. Jump on the phones right now. Are you an adult and do you still do trolley zoomies? That's, of course, when you ride the trolley down the aisle.
Or should Nathan and I give it up?
Yes.
There are people out there who are calling us up and say, guys, it's time to step off the trolley.
It's only fair to allow those people to call as well. Yeah. 131060, are you an adult? Do you do trolley zoomies? Or do you think we should stop it? I'll open it up to both. It's only fair. And if you give us a call, we've got some iconic vouchers to give away as well. Trolley zoomies, do you do them as an adult? 131060, or should Jimmy and Nate just stop zooming?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy, just ask the question. 131060, Australia, are you an adult? And do you still partake in trolley zoomies? Now, if you don't know what a trolley zoomie is, it's when you get a bit of run up down an aisle in a shopping centre or a supermarket, grocery store, whatever, and you jump on the back of the trolley and you zoom down there. Yep. Something that you and I, we do regularly and we get in trouble from our partners.
Yeah, my partner Ash, she hates it. She apologises to other people. She goes, oh, sorry, just get your kids on.
I'm banned from using trolleys. Yeah. I thought it would make me banned from going shopping. No, I'm just... forbidden to the basket now.
Yeah.
It's basket only.
So my partner, she's like, oh, let's just get 5 baskets. And I'm like, what? We just get a trip. No. It'll be fun. You carry 2, I'll carry 3.
Because I know what you're like. Absolutely.
Yeah. And look, we have asked, are you still doing it? I have thrown it out there, though, if we should. We should stop because producer Grace hates the idea of us doing it. Well, not the idea, she's seen us do it.
Yeah.
She hates us doing it. So I'd love to find out if we should or shouldn't continue.
Yeah, if other people are doing the trolley zoomies. Peter from Melbourne. Hi, Pete.
Hey, g'day guys. How you doing?
We're good, bro. Are you still doing trolley zoomies?
Absolutely. Every opportunity I can get, I'm on the trolley.
Okay. Can I ask what age you are, Pete?
52.
52 and doing zoomies. I love this.
Can only dream to be like Peter when I'm older. Peter, are you a family man, Pete?
Sorry. I am. I've got 2 kids and I think I'm going to pass the mantle on to them as soon as they get into parenthood. And I tell you what, just in terms of trolley zooming, the Bunnings trolleys and the IKEA trolleys are the bomb in terms of getting right on board. And it doesn't matter about your weight either because you can land right on top and take it all the way.
Yeah. Jimmy, you think what I'm thinking?
I'm with you, Pete. The Bunnings, because you've got more space as well through the aisles.
And also they're a bigger trolley because you've got to fit more things in there. But I'm thinking some sort of challenge. Between all the stores and their trolleys, and we find out which trolley is the best for adult trolley zoomies.
I'm with you, but I feel like that's something that the companies would not get aboard.
In a safe environment.
In a car park, controlled and away from the store.
Sandy from Canberra. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Sandy. Are you an adult and you're still doing trolley zoomies?
Absolutely. I love trolley zooming.
How old are you, Sandy?
I'm 38.
I love that
so
38.
Much.
I had children young. We used to hoon across after we went shopping across the car park. And I still, even the other night, I was really late, thought the aisles were quiet. And I was hooning up there, doing my own thing all by myself. And turn around, there's a guy behind me laughing.
So you said you
I'm having a blast.
I love that.
So you said you had kids early and they were fine. They got around it. They embraced it.
They had a great time. Shopping was a bomb.
Are you the same as Peter? Sandy, you obviously going to pass on the mantle and assume that your kids will do this into adulthood?
I think I embarrassed them.
No.
They're all older now. The little ones don't mind. The older kids are looking
You're never too
like,
old.
Time you, to stop, Mum.
You're never too old.
I agree. So. Never too old for trolley zooming.
That's right.
She said it perfectly.
Why? Couldn't have said it better myself.
Literally, you could not have said that better. Thank you, Sandy. Okay, we're two from two here, which is good, which means the zoomy is still happening. Anthony from Penrith in New South Wales. Hi, Anth.
How you going?
We're good, bro. You still doing trolley zoomies?
Oh, my hope I am, man. I'll never stop.
That's my boy. How old are you, Anth?
I beat the others. I'm 67 in August.
Oh, 67 and doing trolley zoomies. This is awesome. Now, Anthony, is this something you picked up later in life or something you've just always done?
Nah, I've always done it.
What about those close to you, Anthony? They ever had a go at you, told you to stop?
Yeah, my daughters.
Listen to the giggle.
They try to catch me or race me down the aisle.
Oh, wait. Also on a trolley or are they on foot?
No. They're just on foot. But as soon as they keep an eye on me, and as soon as I see a gap, boom, I'm gone.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Producer Troll Trin's in the studio, and she also works on the Abby Chatfield show, Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Yes.
And Abby was just, Trin was just like, all right, guys, see you later. I'm going to go home for the night. And then Nate had his headphones on already, so couldn't hear Trin. He goes, no, just sit down. I want to have a chat to you.
I thought she was going to leave the studio. I was like, no, you can stay in the studio.
Yeah,
Jim mouthed to me as our opener's playing, going, no, bro, she wants to go home.
No, sit down.
Trin, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. My cat needs to be fed, guys.
Mm. What's your cat's name?
Aria.
Aria.
That's a cute name for a cat.
Yeah.
Is that named after anyone or anything?
I got her named, so.
What do you mean you got her named?
Someone else.
I got her.
I thought and she was named.
Did you think she'd taken her to a professional cat naming service?
I went and got her named. You wouldn't believe it. I went down to the vet and I said, can I get this one de-sexed and named?
Just so you know, Trin, we've got a great cat namer here. That's the number. You give her a call. It's $500, one off fee.
If you can't figure out what to name your cats... They will name your cats for you. It is just a wonderful
service. They are so good.
This is ridiculous. The stuff that you guys pick up and go with.
Hey, Trig, you said it.
You went to the cat namer. Don't come over to us.
Well, Trin, we bloody adore you, mate. And we'll let you go home. You can go.
Get out of here.
You can get your headphones off.
I'll listen to you in the taxi ride home, so don't say anything naughty.
We absolutely will. Probably, 100% we will.
Great.
Let's look at the show plan.
See you, Trin.
Just saying. Nothing that naughty.
Yeah, but you never know.
Trin, leave.
Trin, what are you doing?
Go home.
We are not continuing this broadcast until you leave. I will turn this show around. I don't know.
Well, because I thought it was going well. Drive it into the ground.
We were doing so well with the cat naming gear.
Yeah, then you're like, I will turn this around. I will make this an awful show.
Doesn't even make sense. All right, on the way for your 10 p.m, guys. Jim, coming up another round of Jimmy and Ace age game. The perfect game for anybody with an age.
Just saying, pause the song. We're just talking about cat naming. I'm just going to do this now. 131060.
Mm.
Do you have a pet at the moment that doesn't have a name?
Yeah, because we can offer a cat naming service.
Nath, give me three names.
Trin, go home.
Go home. Give me three names for animals. Ready? Give me one.
Douglas.
Boom. And that's for a
dog, obviously.
Dog. And then give me
Felix the cat.
And finally,
Snuggles the guinea pig.
Yep.
Easy as
13,
that.
131060. Give us a call if you have a pet that doesn't have a name. The Jimmy and Nath pet naming service is officially in business.
For a very tiny fee of nothing. 131060. All right. It's Jimmy
the
and Nath.
Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Now, if you just asked 131060, do you have a pet that doesn't have a name? Because we will name them for you. This is after... Why are you still here?
Trial Trin is still here. You know what she said to me? So Trial Trin, she's supposed to be going home because she works on our
and
show.
Trial Trin is going home and she said, I need to feed my cat. We said, what's your cat's name?
Yeah.
And she said, I got my cat named.
Yeah.
We went,
so she paid for her cat to be named.
She couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, which I didn't know. I didn't know that service. Anyway, we sent her home because she's had a big day, and then she's still here. And I said to her, I walked outside during that song, Tones and I, and I said, why haven't you gone home? She goes, because I want to hear you guys name some animals. And I was like, haven't you got a person for this?
Yeah, you go pay your guy to get, what was its name? Maybe Annabelle? Ariel?
Ariel? Ariel or something.
Something like that.
Get your money back, honestly.
How much did you pay for that? $500 for Aria. Pay that much at the restaurant. Yeah. All right, let's go to CJ from Victoria. Hello, CJ, we got you there?
Yeah.
All right, CJ, have you got a pet that doesn't have a name?
Yes, we bought just a Persian cat. It's a male. Okay. And we have not decided on a name yet.
Okay, you got a Persian cat without a name. How long have you had the cat for, CJ?
1 week.
1 week. Okay. So it's just a kitten.
Just a little kitty?
Yeah. A kitten, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what we'll do, CJ, just because we're good blokes, we'll both give you a name. So you can take both, leave both.
Whatever you want.
Don't take both because that'd be weird. It doesn't need two names.
No, hyphenated.
Can't make it two.
Yeah, I'm gonna call your cat a Persian cat. I'm gonna call it, and cat's purr. Now I'm gonna call it Purry.
Oh, Purry's nice. Purry. What do you think of that? What do you think of that, CJ?
It looks good. Okay. It's a male cat, so any
Greg
male name.
What about
Greg the cat?
What about Greg the Persian cat, CJ?
Greg, that's a good one.
Really?
No, Greg is.
There
Greg
you go. Is. So you never, you take you know, it. Okay, Greg the so Persian
you,
cat.
You know what you're saying Greg is, CJ?
Yeah.
You're saying that name is perfect.
Yeah, that one is perfect.
You didn't get it, but I did, Jim, and it was great. Nice. Well done. Thank you, CJ. There you go. Job well done. This is easy.
One from one.
I should charge a fee for this. Maddie from Hobart. G'day, Maddie.
How we doing?
We're good, mate. Do you have a pet without a name?
Yeah, the missus does. It's a grey, fluffy cat.
Grey.
Do you know what kind of... what cat it is? What breed?
Not at all. Like a just a domestic one.
Good to know.
It's generally not a domestic.
It's not a stray.
Smaller than a lion. Bigger than a
but
mouse.
Barky like a lion.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, before we do this name, Audio CC Bones has done something very quick. I gave him a minute and a half to do this. So Jimmy and Nate, the pet namers.
Hello. Welcome to Jimmy and Nate Pet Namers.
That's us, guys. Beautiful. From CC Bones.
That might be our audio guy's best work. Just so you know, from now on, Bones, we give you a minute 30.
He did that in a minute 30.
Also, this wasn't on the show plan.
I know.
It's all because Trin paid a guy to name a cat.
That's how
I got my cat named. Wait, that's not a... How do you do a Kiwi accent? I got my cat...
Ooh, bro, I got my cat named.
I went and got my cat named.
I paid $500.
New Zealand dollars.
For a cat.
Which is like your Australian dollars, but a bit different.
We sending people overseas again, are we?
Anyway,
sending people
Matt. Matt, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. What was it?
Welcome to Jimmy and Nath, pet namers. okay. All right. So, I mean, you can describe it again. So, it's a domestic cat. That's good to know. It's grey and fluffy?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. With a long tail.
Okay. Grey, fluffy. Domestic.
Young guy, I reckon Lightning McQueen, but you can't have that.
No, a bit long.
Way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Just off the back of domestic cat, which is always good to know. What about Dommy?
Dommy. Nah.
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 I'll be honest, as soon as I said it, probably not the best.
Yeah, no. Matt, nah. Do you ever watch cartoons as a kid?
Yeah,
I used to watch. Do you ever watch Tom and Jerry?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, what about... Tom the cat.
Tom, I think it's a girl.
Oh, well.
Dommy it is.
Dommy it
is.
Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, researchers have confirmed that a lack of food makes good people hangry. In one of the first ever studies to explore how hunger affects emotions as people go about their daily lives, psychologists found that the more hungry people felt, the more angry or hangry they became.
Makes sense. I mean, I get very agitated.
A couple of things here. I'm very interested to know that there was never any research done before this.
People just probably assumed.
Assumed. Yeah. And second, I guess, did we need it? Because I think everyone knows that if you're not eating, everyone's moody.
It's not going to be good.
I don't think anyone's...
You
nice
don't eat,
to be around.
Then it's not nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't feel good, you know? You're not getting the nutrients your body needs, producer guys.
Yeah, being hungry, it's not nice.
Thank you.
The study didn't propose any radical solutions.
Okay. Do you mean, like, radical solutions? What, eating?
Well, it's not radical, though, is it?
No, it's not. Absolutely.
Basic.
Force eating. One of those machines that Homer had in The Simpsons to eat the donuts. You know that thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forcing him. I think that was in hell, though.
Oh, you're so right. Well, how radical.
Yeah. Professor Vren Swamy, a social psychologist at Angela Ruskin University.
Uni.
I nailed all that except university.
You did, mate. Uni.
I mean, I practiced for the show too. I was like, I'm going to nail this. Believes that being able to recognize and label the emotion can be helpful. So if you can't eat, you go, oh, I'm being moody, I'm being angry because I can't get food into my belly.
I think that's my biggest issue. Like if I'm hungry and I'm angry, I go, oh, I'm hangry. But sometimes...
Thanks for putting those together. You invent that word? No. Well done, doctor.
Hey, guys, I don't know this. I invented hangry.
Is this producer Swami saying... over here?
You would have been hangry because I was hungry and I was angry and I went
together. What's a pet name for this condition?
Hangry.
No, what you I was trying genius. To say
You know
was...
when you want to do a bunch of stuff before you die?
Yeah.
I invented the bucket list.
Wow.
Genius.
Bucket list. Put it together. Huge. What else did you create, Thomas Edison? Go on. What do you got?
My issue is when I don't recognise that I'm hungry. And then I just think I'm angry.
So what have you called it?
Angry.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, here's a question I want to ask now. 131060, Australia Jim on the phones. What rule was created because of something you did? What rule was created because of something you did? This after Jim, a picture has gone viral of the rules. The Canberra Raiders, which is a rugby league team, if you didn't know.
Go the milk.
Have hanging up in their physio room. So this went viral a couple of days ago because of the rules that have been created based on the things that the players have done in the past within the Canberra Raiders physio room and are now forbidden.
Can't do it again.
Okay. So here's some of the rules which have been named after players in the Canberra Raiders team. Number one on the list, no farting during physio treatment. Number one on the list.
That's fair. I've been there. I've had many a physio.
Absolutely. In your prime athlete days, we both could have been professional. Not
even, I actually had less physio then. It's nowadays my body is.
You love a rub down too, don't you?
I do. I just need to be loosened up.
Yeah.
And I don't. A massage doesn't do it.
No,
I don't go hard enough.
No,
physio's
full remedial, don't you?
Leave with bruises.
100%.
If I don't have bruises, they're not doing it right.
It's a tickle, isn't it?
It is. And I don't want to be paid to be.
That's a big one. Of course.
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's just polite.
And also, it depends like where you're pushing and stuff as well. Like, it could push one out.
Yeah.
I mean, get that all sorted before you go and get some treatment.
Just don't fart.
Just don't fart in there. Jordan Rapana.
Oh, name been changed.
Yeah,
okay.
That's who that was. One of the wingers for the Canberra Raiders. This is an interesting one. No coffee cups to be left in the treatment room, a.k.a. Sam Williams, who also plays for the Canberra Raiders. That's just a courtesy thing, really, isn't it?
It's more like put your rubbish in a bin.
Yeah, 100%, which links into the next one, which is...
Put your rubbish in the bin.
Put your rubbish in a bin. You make a mess, you clean it up. Which is a big one,
like
too.
That's pretty similar to the last one, but anyway.
No, you're so right. Look, I don't want to give Ricky Stewart the Canberra Raiders too much feedback, but...
Ricky, mate, if you spent less time writing his rules down and more time coaching the team.
This is a big one, too, and I think it's just courtesy. You must shower before being treated. Because that's the thing. Because the physios, if they're giving you a body rub down and you're Ponky, you know?
Ponky?
Ponky.
Caelan
Ponky. No, different team, bro.
That's... Ponky. Ponky. Have I ever
Never,
heard,
never
Ponky?
Heard Ponky? Producer Grace? Grace? Never heard.
No, run in the studio. Quick. Go. Come quick. On. Run.
Oh, you can get the Canberra Raiders with that sort of pace.
Put her on the wing with Jordan Rapana. I think it's Rapana.
No.
Cool. Back you go.
Ponky. I don't think I've ever
heard
Ponky. Ponky, what does it mean? Like smelly?
Yeah, you know Pong? Like
yeah,
the,
Pong.
Yeah,
so
Pong.
You mean Pongy?
No, Ponky.
Ponky.
You never heard that?
No, I've heard of Pong and Pongy.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Ponky.
Really?
Ponky Kong.
Yeah, Ponky Kong. Have a look. See if it's a
How
common...
How would you spell it?
P-O-N-K-Y? K-Y. Ponky.
Not like donkey.
Yeah, Ponky.
Ponky. A foul smell if you've passed wind comes from Pongy.
Pongy.
P-O-N-G-Y.
Yeah, so someone's chucked a K in there somewhere, and obviously I've just picked it up when there's a K.
Like a cross between like Pongy and Funky. Ponky.
Yeah, it's like you smell, but you look good while you're doing it.
Funky also means like something smells funky. That's also a bad thing.
Yes, actually, that's probably what it is. Mm. Lord, I'm Grace.
Etymology.
Ponky, the word Ponky, P-O-N-K-Y, originated in Harlow Town in Essex in the 70s and is a way that females would they'd use that word instead of vagina.
Oh.
Well, if you gave me 50 guesses.
Yes.
Ponky.
Oh, that's mean then.
Why?
Why?
No, well, if just, it they means use it, it themselves. Bad and...
No. This is anything to do with smelling.
Okay.
That's a bit Ponky.
No, Ponky, P-O-N-G-Y, was a smelly word.
Mm.
Ponky was a word that was used to describe vaginas back in the day. At some point, people started merging Pongy and Ponky, but that's where they come from.
Look, I'm sorry I brought it up. Smelly is what I should have said to avoid all this.
We've all learned something here.
Absolutely we have. But here's the question. 13-10-60, what rule was created after something you did? Jim, I feel like you and I would have quite a few of these, particularly in school. So in my primary school, I broke my wrist jumping off. They had this little rock and then I was swinging off a branch and I broke my wrist off the branch, which is silly. There is now, still to this day, that was about 20 years ago, there is still a sign there that says, please do not swing off the branches because of me. Had to go to hospital, you know, broken wrist, everything. I created that rule, guys.
When I was working at Subway many, many, many years ago.
You've got a Subway rule?
I've got a Subway rule. I accidentally washed up a set of electric scales. And then they had to replace the scales. And they put a sign on it that says, please do not wash up.
And that was your rule?
That was my
rule. That was your rule.
Yeah. Mine's an odd one. It was at school as well. Mm. I had badly dislocated my ankle.
Yep.
I was on crutches for 12 weeks. And you imagine I was a pleasure to be around. And
injured Jim, you need a physio rub down.
One day I was trying to get out of the door, and you know me, I was everyone else was behind me, like going, Jim, just let any of us.
Traffic, yeah,
yeah. And so I was like crutch length sort of away from the door. I'm trying to open the door like the handles with my crutch, and so then, but what happens is if you open the handle, then you got to jab the door with your crutch to swing it open. A
couple of things.
It's a very, it's like a chunk bang.
It's an art form.
Yeah. And I thought I'd been pretty good at it. What happened was I flicked the door handle and then I went to jab, but I slid up and it just went straight through the glass of the door and just shattered like the whole door.
So what's the rule?
It's an interesting one. It's no crutches opening doors.
It's fair enough. Still stands to this day.
It's still mum's a touch up lady.
A little kid with a broken leg going, oh, God damn it. Can't get through this door.
Can someone help Billy? Billy can't open that door.
All right, perfect examples, guys. 13-10-60, what rule was created because of something you did? Jump on the phones right now. 13-10-60, it is Jimmy Nath. We'll take your calls next around the country.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
You got Jimmy Nath back tomorrow again, guys, 9 till 11. And Jimmy just asked the question, 13-10-60, what rule was created because of something you did? This after a picture has gone viral of the Canberra Raiders rugby league team hanging up a sign in their physio room with rules named after things the players have done. Some naughty naughties. And then they've gone, hey, guys, not on. Let's make some rules about it.
Yeah, love a rule being named after you.
Yeah. The Jimmy rule, the Nath rule.
Yeah.
A few of those going around. A few that have been broken by Jimmy and Nath regardless. Yeah. Jared from Hobart. Hey, Jared.
How you going?
We're good, mate. What rule was created because of something you did?
I wasn't a rule, it was more of something to stop me doing something.
Okay, what was the something, Jared?
I was 18, I was a first year apprentice, plumber. Used to go out in the town, used to take the top off the cisterns and take the insides out so they just wouldn't be able to fill up anymore. We might have flush it.
So was this a bit of a stitch up, Jared?
It was a stitch up, and then I started screwing the lid shut, so I couldn't do it anymore.
So the plumber.
They call this the Jared.
Oh, I reckon they could do it, yeah, if they knew it was me. They never cottoned on.
Thank you, Jared. Perfect. Ella from Ballarat. Hey, Ella.
Hello.
Ella, what rule was created because of something you did?
It wasn't actually me. It was my cousin.
Mm.
So their 18th birthday got a bit out of control. And lots of things got broken and trashed. So now we are no longer allowed to have parties out at the farm.
Oh, no more parties at the farm because of your cousin.
What's your cousin's name, Ella?
Grace and Sean, they're twins.
Oh, it's two of them.
Grace and Sean, when they get together.
I'll tell you, every Grace I know is constantly wrecking things. So is this now called the Grace and Sean rule, Ella?
No, it's sort of called the party rule.
The party rule.
The party rule.
Created by
AKA the Grace and Sean rule.
The Grace and Sean for colloquialism. All right, Adam from
colloquialism.
Penn.
Colloquialism.
You like that one? Did I use that right, producer Grace?
Colloquial, casual, yeah.
No, so what'd you say earlier? Ponky, colloquialism?
Ponky, yeah. Should we Google this? What are the origins?
Jimmy and Thesaurus.
Adam from Penrith is loving it. Hey, Ads, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, guys? I'm loving your show.
Oh, thank you, buddy. We love you calling through, Ads. What rule was named after you because of something you did?
Well, it wasn't named after me. It was for the whole school. We actually, at Muck Up Assembly back in 1993 or 1992, went and did the, you know, when you do all the stupid things by taking signs down and doing it. We actually dumped it at another school's front lawn. And we got in trouble for that. And that was the last time that they actually had muck up assembly and muck up day at our school because of our...
Because of what you did? Because of the stupidity.
The whole year's stupidity. So you... that's it for everyone else moving forward.
So what you're saying, Ed, is your grade was so stupid.
So is it called the 93?
The 92?
You could call it that.
Thank you, Ads. Anisha from Wollongong. Hi, Anisha.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, mate. What rule was created because of something you did?
Well, so the rule was already in place, but I had it reinforced by an alarm system.
Okay.
So I worked at Macca's, and I'd snuck out during our lockdown period. We weren't allowed to leave your station.
Right.
I'd snuck out the back to have a ciggy.
Hmm.
And I snuck behind the bin, had my ciggy. No word of a lie, put it out on the side of the bin, and I'll never forget this, flicked into the bin, walked back into my station, looked up at the camera, and the bin was on fire. And so literally the week later, we had an alarm system installed on the back door so nobody could sneak out during lockdowns and set the bin on fire.
Oh, because of Anisha flicking a ciggy into the bin.
Was it to stop?
It just happened to be the day that the fire brigade were doing a family day in the car park.
Oh.
So I literally just had to run out to the car park to the fire. It's like, bin's on fire.
Yeah, I mean, that's convenient. That's
it, yeah. It is convenient. Yeah, convenient for the Anisha rule at Macca's, absolutely.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Wrapping it up, Jim.
Yes, it's time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10, give our reasons why. Team, I was going to say a 10 out of 10. A great show. But I'm just deducting 1 point, only 1 point, to make it 9 out of 10 for producer Grace for
me?
Lying to you, Nath, and claiming that the iPhone thing was working.
It didn't
you
work.
I
didn't lie.
Did you just say it didn't work?
Yes.
So you did lie.
No, I didn't lie.
I thought the screenshots you showed me looked like it was right.
Because she lied to you, mate, and you brought this great story, and I want to say well done to you.
So it didn't work.
Don't lie to him.
I did not lie. I thought it worked.
Well,
it's subtle.
Why would Apple invent a feature that doesn't work?
Exactly.
They're Apple. You know, they barely get
things wrong. Doing stuff. There's still bloody 3 dragon emojis and not whatever I need.
Write an email, big fella.
Just guys, you write an email.
I'll write an
9 out of 10. I really enjoyed the Zoomies, the trolley Zoomies.
Yeah, great.
You can still get involved in the socials at Jimmy and Ace if you want to vote in that. And also, I really loved us on the fly coming up with Jimmy and Ace animal maiming business.
Hello. Welcome to Jimmy and Ace Pet Namers.
Pet namers. Of course, the new segment on the show.
So, no, change it back. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah. That's what we want. Beautiful. It's a 10 out of 10 from me as well. It was always going to be 10 out of 10. After pet namers, Zoomies, we took people to Europe. Yes, you're hearing that right.
Through the radio.
We took people to Europe. We gave away European trips on this show. Could happen anytime.
Found about the rules that, you know, got created around this beautiful country of ours.
Yeah, there are some naughty people listening to the show.
Some naughty, naughty people.
And Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan back together, which is lovely. So
that is nice.
Did you, Grace?
Yeah, we learnt that I invented the word hangry.
Mm. That is on the socials at Jimmy Earth if you want to see the alleged invention of the word.
And yeah, I think I love
pet names. You still haven't rated it.
Oh, 10.
Sorry, mate. Can you make eye contact when you rate the show?
FaceTime me.
Adios, Australia!
That's it! But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.